Reckless Eric Jr. Request Show.
All bound for Morning Town.
Here we go again. It's the day when everybody pretends to like each other, when world leaders put aside their differences and talk about peace and goodwill towards all men and stop bombing each other for a day. What a wonderful day it is. I don't want to take the cynical position, but somebody's got to, and I'm sure you're all dying for me to do just exactly that. So I'm putting away the Seekers records and I'm going to spearhead the Big Beat revival. exhausting, it's sick-making. It's the Swingle Singers. I think we've done with that. This is my friend James McNew, and this is his group Dump from an album called A Grown Ass Man, or A Grown Ass Man, as the Americans would say. Ass Man doesn't sound very good. It's a record called A Grown Ass Man, and it's by Dump, and it's from, I don't know, it's from ages ago. It's from 2003 or something. It's called A Silver Lining. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Boots. No, it's Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, and the album's called Dracula Boots. Our friend Emmanuel bought that round for us last night as a Christmas present, and it's autographed. It says, "For Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby from your fan, love from Kid Congo." Isn't that nice? He's a fan of ours. Unbelievable. Anyway, I don't know what I'm going to play next. Let's try this.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day to find another place. Right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting. Searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. He can make you love, he can get you high. He will bring you down and he'll make you cry. Something keeps him moving, but no one seems to know what it is that makes him go. Then the lights begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place to play.
Oh, I can hear the cries of dissent. It's bad enough in playing them Seekers records. And there was that, what was that other thing? More Primal Scream, less Lynyrd Skynyrd. More Lynyrd Skynyrd, less Primal Scream. I think Bread might have been a bridge too far. Actually, I don't think so. You think so. So, just for that, I'm going to play another Bread record. You played one, you can play another. And it gives me a chance to turn into David Lovenest. This is the sound of David E. Gates and Bread. Trucking down the highway with yours truly, David Lovenest.
Pro- broken down the highway. Get out of my way. Always in a hurry. Always in between. That's where you can find me. Trucking down the highway. Sitting in the cab at 10-ton machine.
Didn't sound very good, really. I had a reason for playing that, but I'm not going to tell you what it is until the next programme, if I remember. In the meantime, I never need an excuse to play a Who record, but Christmas is the perfect excuse to play this one.
Did you ever see the faces of the children? They get so excited.
Hope you don't mind if I talk all over the see me, feel me bit. It's not that Christmassy, and obviously we're celebrating Christmas here in my own wee. In my own way is celebrating Christmas here. We watched Tommy last night. Oliver Reed was appalling. Can't sing.
Tommy, can you hear me? 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 Tommy, can you hear me?
I love the backing vocals in the verses in that. Of course, that record got to being very unfashionable. Tommy, rock opera, all the rest of it, because of punk. Anyway, we can discuss that another time. Because now I've got the family here, and I'm going to see if I can get them all to wish us a Merry Christmas, and then I'm going to play a record that you heard a snatch or backwards at the beginning of the programme, which you probably would not imagine that I would play, but I'm not that much of a curmudgeon, I'm not that much of a misery, I'm not that cynical, and also this is the best Christmas record, it's the only Christmas record that I would rate. It's absolutely fantastic, and it will sound better on this show than it will on any other show. But before it starts, I'm going to get the family, my daughter Lucy, Amy's daughter Hazel, Lucy's boyfriend Luke, and of course Amy herself, who's my wife, to come and wish you all a Merry Christmas. Okay, here we go. Here they all are to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
It's not exactly the Carter family, is it?